The Northern Territory emergency response was brought into prescribed areas, and the previous government had to suspend the Racial Discrimination Act of 1975 to put in a legislation with punitive measures into the Northern Territory. We Aboriginal people in prescribed areas are living under a paternalistic control of the Australian government. The Northern Territory emergency response consists of aspects that don't work for us. Policing, town camps, five-year leasing, customary law, CDP, stores, statutory rights of buildings, income management and statutory rights of computers. Aboriginal people who are under the intervention have mixed feelings about the intervention, but the majority of people, in fact, are confused, frustrated, and the most of all, they are angry at the way we have to live under the intervention. Aboriginal people has always welcomed change into their communities, but they didn't want the change forced upon them. We didn't even have a chance to have our say for the change we wanted. What is happening to us now is wrong. It's just a redesign of assimilated policies of the past. There was no proper consultation before the intervention. There is still no proper consultation with Aboriginal people today. The Little Children of Sacred report has got 97 recommendations that the two tiers of government still needs to implement into Aboriginal communities. The government is always talking about closing the gap of the life expectancy of 17 years between non-Indigenous and Indigenous people. Therefore, the only way to do that is to involve Aboriginal people at a grassroots level and implement the 97 recommendations into Aboriginal communities. If the government wants to close the gap, how can they do that when, in fact, by keeping the intervention in place, it is actually widening the gap? In 2008, on the first day of Parliament, the government gave the national apology to the Stolen Generation, which is one of the steps in history for the current government. And the next step was to endorse the Declaration of the Rights of Indigenous Peoples, which I congratulate them on recently doing so. So now the government will have to say sorry to the Aboriginal communities and peoples under the intervention. There are 25 articles of the Declaration which actually contravenes the Northern Territory Emergency Response. Since the Northern Territory Emergency Response announcement in 2007, I have held rallies, marches, meetings and attended forums, travelled interstate as well as international, speaking out against the intervention and the effects of our lives and the day-to-day living under the Northern Territory Emergency Intervention. We have also lodged a complaint to the United Nations under the Treaty of International Convention of Elimination of All Forms of Racial Discrimination. That complaint is already in place. The United Nations now is calling on the Australian government to give more reasons why they had to suspend the racial discrimination. We put in for early warning for actions. So what's happening now with that court case or the complaint is that in August we're going to have to travel as a team and give our statements. When the complaint was first lodged, the Australian government went over and lobbied the United Nations. Through the child sex abuse, there has been not one arrest. The alcohol problem is growing. Antisocial behaviour is still going on. There's no proper fixed solution for the alcohol problem we have in Australia, let alone in our Aboriginal communities. Aboriginal communities were dry communities because that's what the old Indigenous councils or Aboriginal councils wanted it to be. So then with the intervention, they had to just make all communities dry. We get caught with alcohol in public place in town. We get a fine of $100. If we get caught with alcohol in our homes, it's over $1,000. policing. The police in the Northern Territory have got star chamber powers where they can hold our people for an extra number of hours or days and treat them like terrorists. Aboriginal people, their homes are being raided early hours of the morning when children are getting up, going to school and having breakfast. A child needs to go to school and be educated, not sit at home and wait for raids to happen. And they don't want to go to school looking at the police, you know, first thing in the morning. They are also pulling over Aboriginal cars, or people, Aboriginal people who own cars that live on prescribed areas, where they are searching their cars. They are only at the moment just pulling up Aboriginal people that own a car, or that looks like it's just come in from the bush with dust. I have family that live on an outstation north of Alice Springs and west of Alice Springs. What's happening to them is, like, the mother may bring their children into school, and every afternoon when they go back home, after the mother has just picked them up, their car gets searched every time they're on that road. Same time when they're living out in remote outstations, they have to travel into town up to 40 kilometres, hitchhike, to access their income management. I'm somebody who is on income management. My income welfare payments is quarantined 50%, where I get cash in my pocket and the rest on a basic card. The basic card is the most recent ways where we can spend our 50%. I am limited. I cannot shop here in Victoria with my basic card. I brought my eldest child, so I cannot feed her while I'm away from home. I had to leave my basic card home for my family to use because they've got my other children. A lot of Aboriginal people from the Northern Territory actually travel outside the Northern Territory for education, for health reasons mainly. They are expected to pay for their accommodation and for their meals. Anybody from prescribed areas cannot do that. So they are relying on other people or they miss out. Income management. With income management, the start of it, we had to line up in Centrelink and access store cards, which were in fact gift cards from Coles, Woolworths and Kmart, and do our shopping that way. They say income management is good for us because we cannot spend our money the right ways. There are responsible people, Aboriginal people, mothers and fathers, grandparents who do the right thing and look after their children. They provide a safe home, a roof over their head, clothes on their back, food on the table. With income management, it's made it hard. Every time Centrelink has a glitch in the system, we have to suffer because we're on a different system. There was a glitch in the system earlier this year where we couldn't access any of our funds on our basic card for a long weekend. Centrelink said their reply to that glitch in the system was that it was only 24 hours. But us, with basic cards who are under income management, know that we couldn't shop for the whole weekend and we could not provide for our families or our children. And that's not saving children. That's not closing the gap because our children had to starve that long weekend. CDP, Community Development Employment Program, was the main employment and income for our Aboriginal people. The government believes that there are 50,000 jobs out there for Aboriginal people. A lot of Aboriginal people living in remote areas relied on CDEP. We used to travel to communities. And we've got family that live in different communities throughout the Northern Territory. They say we work from sun up to sundown, painted our homes, raked up and cleaned up our communities, did the community clean-up program, which was replacing CDEP. They worked their asses off, sweating their guts. All my family got paid, or didn't get paid, for 8 weeks. They had to rely on their 50% of income management that was getting food delivered to them. That's how they got paid. So it's not actually not really saving our people or saving our children. We still live in third world conditions out in remote communities. Intervention has actually pushed us below the poverty line. Stores. All community stores had to sign up to the Outback stores so they can get income management. There is one community northwest of Alice Springs, 300 kilometres. They had to close down a building because they had the right for statutory rights over buildings. So they closed down one building that was running a community centre, a women's centre out of it, where they were doing arts and craft and a lot of the women were employed in that centre. They had to close that down so they can turn it into a store and have income management, because the two stores that were there were against income management because they had their own voluntary system where they were giving, people of the community were giving monies to the social club. 5-year leasing or the compulsory land acquisition is actually a gateway for the 40 years, 60 years, 99 years that they're offering Aboriginal people for dollars. Customary law was put into the legislation, and it's not considered when sentencing Aboriginal people to jail. A lot of our jails now are filling up with Aboriginal people, especially our men, because with the home raids that the police are doing, they are looking for people that have got warrants or domestic violence orders. Statutory rights over computers. I don't know a lot of Aboriginal people that have got computers in their homes in remote communities or outstations or town camps. General business managers were put into the communities. The GBMs are actually advisors to the council, to the government, sorry. So what they are doing is actually advising the government on what's going on in their communities. The government says that it works for us, but we as Aboriginal people who are affected by the intervention know different. We know that it doesn't work. There were programs initiated by Aboriginal people for Aboriginal people that ran smoothly. What the government needs to do is look at all those programs that worked for us and fund them properly, or give us support groups. There's no support groups for the victims of child abuse or domestic violence. Men just go straight into jail, they come out, they're repeat offenders. There's nothing there for them as well. People have to travel up.